Hello, welcome to London's Calling. My name's Andy, and this is the podcast about serious things.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing a pause for humour. I'm not a really funny guy.
Yeah, you are. Just a different kind of funny.
That people laugh at me, not with me.
I laugh both at you and with you.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's okay.
Are you going to introduce yourself, Stephen, now? Because I'm struggling.
I'm Stephen, and if you didn't know already, I am Andy's brother, and I'm currently in England.
And I am currently in London, Canada, because I got lost.
I am near London, England, but not near enough that it matters.
Do you know what? People ask me, why are you here? Like, I got lost or something. Why are you here? And I'm like, because I am.
I just found myself here one day.
I honestly say, because I got lost. And they just laugh at me and just leave.
I'm like, okay. You actually say, I got lost?
To the point, because I don't want to give them my whole life story of the reason why I am here. I just cut to the chase and say, I got lost. And I don't know if they believe me or not.
Imagine if they said that when you were actually in England. You're just walking down the street, you meet someone, and they say, why are you here? My mummy made me, and this happened to be where I landed.
When I was a kid, I used to always wanted to live in London. And
London, England, or London, well, Ontario?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I didn't specify. And
just a London.
And now I'm here. I'm in London, which is actually a really nice place.
What is your favourite thing about London? London, Ontario, that is.
It's very leafy.
Wow. Why do you want to move to this place? Well, Andy, it is rather leafy.
Well, it is. It's they call this place the Forest City, right? And it's a literal city in a forest. And if you avoid
literal city, what do you mean a literal city in a forest?
Well, it's a city inside a forest.
Okay. Cut me down right there.
Yeah, like a tree. Oh, did you see that? That was awful. That was awful. Okay.
That was hilarious.
I'm sure people hate that. But
who are these people?
It's just us two. Do you know, if our podcast gets submitted on iTunes, this is our mission. That it's not to, you know, gain revenue or gain an audience. It's to gain access to iTunes.
I just want one person to watch it and think, they're all right.
It's a little experiment of, like, two random people. Two random people talking on the internet about nothing and find it interesting.
Isn't that what the internet is basically for? That and porn?
Well, porn has a reason.
I'm not sure I want to know. Well, the audience member, that one audience member, probably doesn't want you to go into detail what the reason of porn is.
But at least it has a reason. We don't have a reason why. I could be at home watching The Crown, but I'm talking to you.
Talking to me much better than watching Netflix?
Well, yeah.
I like the hesitation there.
Yes. Yes, it's wonderful because the last time I saw you is you at Heathrow, not at Heathrow Airport, Gatwick Airport.
That was,
And now I'm here. Well, I'm not in London. Oh my goodness. It's so confusing. But yeah, so it's the last time I saw you was with you and my parents and our parents. And I was saying, like, bye, Stephen. Bye, Mum. Bye, Dad. Well, I didn't say that. I'm like, well,
yeah,
bye,
you
then.
Just disappeared. You like ran off. You were like, well, I should go then.
Well, I better be off, guys. See you soon.
It was really anticlimactic. It was like we went all the way to Gatwick for you, and they went, well, see you guys later.
Well, I'd rather do that than like break down at the airport. Like, bye, Stephen. Bye, Mum. Bye,
Dad. That was our job.
I just miss you guys. I mean, I'm. It's awkward enough saying. I don't want to even say it to you, Stephen.
You definitely want to say it.
I don't want to say it, Stephen.
You have to now.
Oh God.
You have to say it, Andy.
I like you.
Oh my God.
You're gonna have to say it now. Don't leave me hanging.
You are okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I need that.
Okay, Andy. Okay.
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 Okay, Stu.
Maybe okay will be our always. If anyone knows a fault in our stars, thumbs up to you.
Did you cry watching that?
I didn't. I felt like a heartless bastard.
Did you cry at anything?
I don't think I have cried at a film.
You have to cry at a film.
Like, I had tears like brimming in my eyes, but none of them went down.
I can imagine just you with, you know, sitting upright watching a film and the single tear goes down and you're emotionless. Like, there's like a malfunction in your brain.
Are you calling me a robot?
No, do you laugh in films?
I do.
Why don't you cry in films?
Because I don't know. Maybe I've just had it in my mind not to cry at films. This sounds like a therapy session, Andy. Maybe we should slightly go back on topic. See, you're meant to be the host here. You're meant to control your guest.
You're out of control, Stephen. I can't control you. Okay, Stephen, this is serious. What do you think about being British?
That's a very broad question.
Yes. Yeah. No. No. Actually, yes.
Oh yes.
It's like when like someone tries to talk to me, right? And they're expecting a Canadian accent to come out, right? And I say, yes, the bus station is this way. Their eyes lit up, their ears prick up, and they go, oh, you're British. I want to ask you everything about Britain. And no, actually, it's not about, have you seen the Queen? It's now, what do you think about Brexit?
Oh God!
And I had to.
That is my response to Brexit. Oh God! What sort of what is going on?
I'm now an ambassador for England now.
I don't care how you voted. I'm just like, now what?
Well, what exactly happened? Because now the Supreme Court is now ruling Brexit, right?
No, well. I've been following it because I'm an adult now and I
you're paying
politics.
Taxes and...
Yeah, exactly. I think it's something to do with Theresa May, our Prime Minister.
Yes. Oh, you're Prime Minister now.
I am. Stephen's got Prime Minister.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. But I think it's something to do with Theresa May... having prerogative powers to actually say, right, we're leaving now. Instead of that, she has to go to MPs and say, can we please go out of the EU now?
Okay. Because
Does that make sense at all? Or do I need to say it again?
Well, it's... So, she wants to say, I want to leave now, right?
And the MPs have to go... Actually, you have to ask us first.
Sounds a bit childish. I want to leave now. You have to say the secret word.
No, it's part of democracy, Andy.
Well,
Is that otherwise would get like a dictator that says, right, I'm doing everything I want now, rather than actually we need to just double check this through.
Well, yeah, well, because the public has spoken, and it wasn't
the public, instead of the public speaking and going, well, we definitely want to do this, it was more of a, whatever.
It wasn't a landslide at all. It was very half and half. So it wasn't Britain saying, yes, let's go or let's stay. It's we have no idea.
I've noticed at work and around town, people and their partners seem to be voting. People and their partners seem to be voting in opposite directions.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
That's quite interesting. So, one, like, someone would be voting to stay in Europe and the other partner would be saying, actually, we want to go out.
Do you think that would cause conflict? Because both of them have extreme views for different things, you know. And I fear that, you know, that could potentially, you know, bring conflict to the, you know, relationship. I mean, me and my girlfriend both have similar political views. And, you know, we don't agree on, well, I think we agree on pretty much most things. And I can't imagine her supporting something. I don't know. I have no idea. What do you think?
Voted opposite. So I voted to stay in Europe and he voted against. I don't think it caused any issues. The only issue it did cause is me teasing him that now we have to pay more when we go on our cruise in a few weeks' time.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that, Stephen.
So I don't think our relationship has got any friction because of our political leanings. I think most relationships, they kind of are based a bit more than which way you swing politically, yeah. That is.
Well, I guess, you know, voting to stay and voting to remain is, you know, doesn't cause divide compared to what's happening in America right now is between Trump and Clinton. And I can totally understand that that could cause a rift in political views, you know?
Exactly.
In personal views, because
I think it's a bit more extreme in terms of Clinton versus Donald Trump, because of their extreme views against each other.
Yeah, well, it's because I am an immigrant here, you know.
You're a legal alien, are you?
I'm an illegal alien in London.
You're alien.
I'm a legal government of Canada. I am a legal alien in London. Thank you.
Not an illegal alien in New York.
It's weird over here. It's the government has a logo, like a little logo, and you see it everywhere. It's kind of cute. It's. I mean, like with Britain, but it's a crest.
What logo is it? What is this?
It just says Canada with a little Canadian flag on it.
Let me just check this now, seeing I have the internet. What do I need to search?
Hang on. I'm sure people will really enjoy us looking stuff on the internet.
Well, you can cut this out if you want. No, you'll be cutting everything out, to be honest.
It's just a the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Google search. Google search Canada logo.
Okay. If any of you don't know, I'm a graphic designer, so I have a thing with logos and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's literally Canada typed with a little flag on the end.
Yeah, and that's you see it on on government buildings, on letters, and it's just you see. If you go to London, England, you see on the embassy, you see that too.
That is kind of cute. I quite like the typeface. It's very, the letters are very soft, soft and like quite traditional, but I'm not a fan of the flag just plonked on top of the A, like it's just fallen down.
Well, it's Canada, right?
And if it's very small, if you see that very small, it'd be like two blobs or three blobs.
So would you want, what would you recommend a logo?
Although, actually, now I see on the D could be like the flagpole.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. Yes! That's amazing!
Well, I think they could have made it better, so they could have enhanced it so it would look a bit more like a flagpole, but I think that's a general idea.
Well, you know, how many people, I mean, how many hours and how many people, it's not like someone did it in 2 hours, like, I done a logo for the government of Canada, there you go.
It's probably, they have to go for a bit more of a hoop than that to get it approved, that is.
Yeah, it's not like an intern did it on his little side job, like, you know, so I done a little graphic design job here. Oh, what was that? Yeah, just I did a logo for the government of Canada, just...
It's just a little job right there.
A little job right there.
I also did the logo for Apple. Yeah, that's
I didn't get paid though. I apparently I got references, so that's good.
Yeah, that's probably the way of it now.
But it's but funny enough, the Canadian crest is a beaver with a beaver on top. It's like the British crest, but with a beaver on top of it holding a maple leaf.
Oh, so that's a bit like, you know, on British passports with a unicorn and... What is it? A unicorn?
A unicorn, lion, and a dragon? I want it to be a dragon.
I don't know.
Is it?
I'm not sure. Let me check this out. UK passport. So it is literally a unicorn and a lion.
Yeah.
So two creatures that are native to the United Kingdom.
Well, funny enough.
We have many lions roaming the New Forest, and unicorns are seen in the Highlands quite often. Not so much nowadays because of global warming, but... they can be found in the winter time where they emigrate.
Well, yeah, I mean, believe it or not, actual lions used to exist in England. They actually found fossils of lions underneath Trafalgar Square.
That is terrifying. I would not want to be in the country. Well, I would not want lions roaming when I'm having a nice country walk.
Believe it or not, but that was like ages ago. That was like, when I say ages ago, add another ages ago, and that's how
ages that has been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the rewilding program?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, hopefully, I don't think... Well, the thing is, I'm a big advocate for rewilding, especially in Britain, because...
They're rewilding wolves, aren't they?
Well, not in England, because rewilding with let me just restate what rewilding is. It's pretty much reintroducing native animals that has been extinct into, well, not extinct, it's like old animals that used to exist in Britain back again to help the ecosystem. So for example, back in India, we do have a deer problem, and
there's not enough deer, or there's too many deer.
There's too many deers. There's too many deers.
Oh my God. Terrifying.
There's too many
deers. All those deers, they're just getting in my backyard.
Well, that's what... Hang on. There's too many deers, right? So they introduce, like, for example, they introduce the lynx, and that actually improves the ecosystem, improves the forest, because the deers are eating all the saplings for the trees and all the grass and causing the, you know, mass, like, plains. But if you introduce the lynx into the forest, they start to eat the deer and more trees grow, and thus, you know, improving the natural landscape.
So it's just writing what we kind of...
yeah.
broke when we first moved to England.
Well, you know, if anyone been to England, the most dangerous creature you will ever see is a badger.
They are terrifying creatures. They really are. They are just 10-ton shithouses.
They are stuff of nightmares. You walk home from the pub and you see in the corner a badger. You go, oh no, what am I going to do? It's there, staring at me. The big face of a badger is running at me. Oh no. It's
until you look at its little cute snuffly nose.
It's, and you know, all the Canadians listening to this now are just rolling in the corner laughing at us because the most dangerous creature is a squat little, I don't know what it is, it's just a thing, the badger caught you off guard because you expect it to be a little cute little badger, but when you see it, it's actually really big, like
especially when it's running towards you like it did. Where were you when that
happened? Me and my dad was walking in Somerset and we saw a badger just, you know, on the horizon. And, you know, you rarely see badgers at nighttime. So this was in broad daylight. And this badger just looked at us. And we're just like, you know, hold it still. And then the badger started to run towards us. And I look at my dad. My dad look at me. I'm like, what are we going to do? We're going to die here, son. And yes. Our legacy would be Mark and Andrew Scott died by badger.
Mauled by badger.
And it stops, looked at me, and just turned around and run off. I'm like, oh, that was scary. So there you go. That was my intriguing near-death experiences of a badger.
That is like the most dramatic thing to happen in English countryside. Yeah,
actually, there's more deaths of cows. Cows
are evil things. I was once in a field just relaxing, enjoying the sun, and then I saw a few cows in the background. I was just chatting, like, enjoying the day, and then looked again, and they were staring at me like a few feet away. They are huge. They are just huge things. And I was like, what do we do? So we just legged it. And one of them was like bucking its legs.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like, you're supposed to be calm. And like, we drink your milk for our tea.
Stand back, cow. We came in peace.
I was just here.
I got a fun fact for you. There's more deaths by cows than bulls in England.
Bull, as in like a male cow.
Yeah, with horns, not the scrotum kinds.
So thanks for the clarification.
I just thought people need the clarification because I mix bull with bulls and oh God.
So there's been more deaths from bulls than what?
Than cows, female cows.
Well, yeah, because female cows don't have the horns.
But there's more deaths by cows than bulls.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now that is surprising.
Yeah. And I got chased by cows. I was cycling to Weymouth. I was doing a long distance cycling. And I don't know why I stupidly was cycling across a footpath that wasn't meant for bikes, and there's a stile, and that's the only way towards Weymouth. And there's this cow in front of the stile, not moving, and it was terrifying. And
they just look at you with their dead black eyes.
They just look at you. They just stare at you, and you don't know what to do. And now I am in a country full of bears and...
So you're well prepared for this, aren't you?
Well, yeah, well, like, stand back, Kylie. I am prepped with cow knowledge. I can defend this bear.
You can defend the bear. I hope you wouldn't defend it. You're meant to defend your girlfriend.
I would defend
bear.
You from
are
this.
You are you defending the bear from your girlfriend? No. Is that what you're trying to insinuate?
No. But do you know you have to, depending on the bear, you have to play dead.
Okay, so what if you get the wrong sort of bear?
You have to double check which bear it is every time. So,
do you get your like bear spotter's guide and then think, oh, this is a grizzly bear, so...
So with a black bear, you have to stand your ground and, you know, make yourself as big as possible, going, rah, 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 rah.
I think you need to work on your rah.
But it's okay. So with a bear, right? This rarely happens. Okay, this rarely happens. So if you're walking down,
this is going to be really useful for me here in England.
Yeah. Well, you never know. A bear might come. Actually, probably with a different type of bear. Okay.
Yes. Hopefully, I won't have one of those bears.
Okay. So there's a bear, you know, if it's a black bear, you got to stand your ground and, you know, go, wah, you know, and, you know. But with a grizzly bear, you have to play dead when they're aggressive.
But won't he come towards you and, like, lick you or sniff you?
Well, they sort of pad you around.
I would be too scared. I would not be able to have a bear, like, fondle me.
I'm filing you for sexual harassment, bear.
Yes,
my lawyers. Be warned, bear. My lawyers will be after you. There's nothing greater than the legal system. Yes. Today in this podcast, you will learn that the legal system is the greatest, super effective against bear attacks.
Just get your gavel out and give them like a hit.
That's the legal system.
What
right
is
there,
with the American like obsession with using a gavel?
I don't know. I went to jury duty and they didn't use a gavel.
They didn't use it once.
No, they have funny rigs though, but no hammer. No,
I would expect them to at least use it once, like at the end of a case, like court dismiss.
I don't think they did.
Disappointing.
It was rather disappointing.
Because it would be like you're waiting until that point, and then when you do it, it's like, oh, satisfaction.
Nope.
But in America, it's like they whack it all the time.
Well,
that's what it seems like in TV, which everyone knows is fact.
Yes, everything on TV is fact.
Yes, especially things on podcasts. They were even more.
Yeah, so if I say this podcast is well prepared and we are both articulate, amazing artistic people, then I'm sure people will forgive us and understand us.
Well, understand and forgive that we are amazing.
Yes.
I think we may be blowing our trumpets a bit too much.
Well, I'm sure people will understand right now.
And forgive
our amazingness of this amazing podcast.
Exactly. Do we have any other subjects that you prepared with utmost sensitivity and forethought?
I'm going to be honest with you, not really.
Really?
Yeah, I thought the whole subject of being British will, you know, last for about an hour, but...
I don't think people would want to listen to us for about an hour. Well, I struggle to want to listen to myself for about an hour.
Do you want to end it here then, Stephen?
I'm not sure how we end things. Sorry, it's not working for us. It's not you, it's me.
But Stephen, you don't want to be my brother anymore?
I'm sorry. Oh, it's just not working.
No.
You've got to move on, find another brother, one that's Canadian.
Well, I will find someone. I will find someone from a pool of maple syrup, and I will pour him out with syrup, and he will just go, "Hey," and there we go. We found
that. That just sounds like some weird sexual fantasy of yours, Andy.
Who said it was sexual, Stephen?
Well, it just sounded like God, it, Stephen. To be honest.
No, Stephen.
I think I keep making this podcast R-rated. I'm sorry.
Well, that's your job. That's why you're here, Stephen. Just to make it R-rated.
Oh, well, okay then. I've done a good job.
Well, this is probably, you know, God forbid anyone's listening now. So if anyone's listening now, good on you.
Well done, you have my applause. I shall tip my hat for you.
I really think that my hosting skills has declined as soon as I press that record button.
I think I need a coffee now.
I think I need to put my head in the oven now.
I think so too.
The next podcast will be up on iTunes if they let us. This is the whole goal. This is an experiment here.
Am I invited on the next podcast or have I been barred?
I think you're the only person that wants to be on this podcast.
Well, maybe if we improve, if we actually talk about relevant things, maybe we'll get a few supporters and then maybe you could like have guests, more guests other than your brother that has to do it because I'm related to you.
Because you're the easiest one to get hold of.
Yep, I think that's why.
It's like, and I should have a radio voice. This is NPR, and we are London Calling. My name's Andrew Scott, and I will be talking about today on Britishness. And my guest here is Stephen Scott, a graphic designer. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Oh.
I'm glad to be here.
You're banging on the mic. I wasn't banging anything. You're squeaking your chair. What's going on?
Sorry. Do you want to do that again, or was that just for fun?
I don't know anymore. Well, thank you for listening, Stephen.
Thanks for inviting me here.
I can imagine Dad right now just sitting on his armchair listening to us. So hello, Dad.
Hey, Dad. I hope you're proud of us.
Yeah. Look at how far your sons go. God, talking about shit on the internet.
I think we've done a good job. I think we've done a good job of talking shit.
Well, yes. We did fantastically. Actually, I have a date today.
You have a date?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
so
going
lucky
to,
lady.
Myself, I'm going to see Doctor Strange on my own.
Oh, no, that does sound like a good date. I hope you get to second base.
I think you have to
explain to me, what are these spaces? I don't actually know what are those spaces?
I think the base system is an American or North American system here. But I don't think the base system happens in the UK. It's, I don't know. The first base in the, we can translate it. We can make our own UK base system here. First base is cup of tea.
Oh yes, you meet them in a nice coffee shop and order a chai latte because chai lattes are the best.
Yes. Second base is going for a nice stroll along the countryside and talking about life.
Can they hold hands or is that?
That's base 10.
Okay, so there's it's a bit of a longer base.
Yeah. Yes. System. Third base is talking about yourself.
Isn't that fifth base, Andy?
Fourth base is one compliment maximum. Fifth base is smiling.
Smiling?
Yes.
God. Let me try. It's quite difficult at the moment.
It's
not working.
The sixth base is, do you want to come? Because the coffee shop is the first thing, right? Because you have to, do something. Then
you can't just sit in your room and go, well, it's nice to meet you.
Well, but that's the whole point of Tinder. That's, I'm going to swipe right. I'm glad I
met. Thank you for swiping right on my face.
I saw your face on Tinder and I love you. So this is the end, Stephen. I got a date to make on my own.
Ooh, well, I hope you enjoyed Doctor Strange. I need to watch that too, but I kind of feel awkward going to the cinema on my own.
Oh, you could. What's wrong with going to the cinema on your own, Stephen?
I don't know. I think because I've been to the cinema with my friends, with my partner. It's like, where is everyone? I can enjoy things on my own. What?
You should just have to do it, Stephen. You just have to jump in the deep end and go. Ticket for one, please.
Because I'm a lonely bastard.
No, because I'm a cinephile and I can go out my way.
A cinephile? What's a cinephile?
A guy or girl who loves cinema. Actually, yes.
What?
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm not talking very well because I really need to pee. And
you should have gone before you started recording, shouldn't you, Andy? That's what a professional host does.
Well, because I didn't know.
Make your guest wait 25 minutes.
I was sorting out the audio and the logic just to make sure that you think this is going to be professional. And I think I really did a good job here.
I'm just using my MacBook. And
yes,
that's it.
But I'm going to end it now because I really need a pee. And that's just a good note to end. Say goodbye, Stephen.
Goodbye, Stephen.
And goodbye. I hopefully see you on iTunes if they actually let us. And I love you all. And good night.
Bye. Bye.